Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. That there is division and confusion and disagreement in the religious world is not news to anybody. Not only is there separation between religions, the Christian, the Jew, the Muslim, and so forth, but within the religious denominations, there's division even among those who profess to use the Bible as their only authority. And we seek to understand why, and wonder why there cannot ever be unity. Now, the Bible is God's communication with man, a revelation of the mind of God to man, 1 Corinthians 2. It has come from deity, 2 Timothy 3. And this will be a major overriding fact as we seek the answer to our question, why did God give man the Bible? What does that include? Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," John 17:17. The word is the means God has used to speak to man, and that word calls for unity. Now, there are those who deny the existence of truth. Others deny it is even attainable, that we can only search for it, but we can never expect to find it. They explain the division over the Bible this way. And some contend that there are no absolutes of which we can be sure. And of course, they're absolutely sure of that. We wonder how they can be so sure if it is true there is no truth. Well, this position destroys itself, doesn't it? It's not worthy of acceptance. It means to see the Bible, to understand the Bible. Can we understand the Bible alike? Can we come to a unified conclusion? We would contend if we understand it at all, we'll understand it alike, just as it is true with any other subject. When two people differ, it means that one, and possibly both, misunderstand. Now, this is either true, or God, the giver of the Bible, is the author of confusion, even though such is denied in the Scripture, 1 Corinthians 14. Friend, if we cannot understand the Bible alike, why did God provide it? Why, the very existence of His message implies that God expects man to know and to understand His Word. It would be senseless to give man a message and to make it such that man would be prohibited from understanding it. We would not even consider a message from other people, so that they would be so confused. We want the message so they will be informed. God wants man to be informed of His will. And we're going to be judged by that word, by the word of Christ, John 12:48. And Christ is just, Acts 3:14. What justice could exist if we could not understand the standard of measure to be applied to us? Does God hold us accountable for what we could never know, even if He wanted to know? Does He shield it from what is vital to us? The fact that the Word is the standard of judgment means that we can know it and God expects us to know and understand it. And how could we teach His Word if we do not and cannot know it? Knowledge of what is to be taught is required for the teacher. The command to teach means that we can know it. Closely allied with this thought is that we are to study it. But why study it if it's impossible to understand? Oh, without study we can't be pleasing to God, 2 Timothy 3:15. If correct conclusions are beyond our ability, study, of course, would be useless. Now, there are those things which there is but one, Ephesians 4:4-5. Unity requires that we do see or understand things alike, 1 Corinthians 1, Philippians 1, and John 17:20. Amos asked, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Does God require unity and then still at the same time give us a message that prohibits unity? because he's given us a message that we can't understand it? To make such a statement is an insult to God. Unity demands understanding. Now in Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul was given revelation from God. Paul knew what it was for a long time, a mystery. That is something unknown, not mysterious, but something that was unknown, but it was knowable. Friend, God's will is no longer a mystery, because he's revealed it to us through his holy apostles and prophets, through the divinely inspired men. We can also know the mystery even as Paul knew it. Paul said we can come to this knowledge by reading. We can see or understand it alike, and understand it just as Paul understood it. In John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus admonishes the searching of the Scripture. Well, what use would it be to search the Scripture if they are beyond our ability to understand, and to understand it alike? If we understand it, we're going to see it alike. Jesus implies by searching the Scripture, we can understand it, and we can see it alike. In Acts 17 and verse 11, the Bereans searched the Scriptures to ascertain the truth. They understood that they could understand it. What use would it be to search the Scriptures if they could not, as some contend, understand them? Isaiah 8 and verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. Well, why that? Oh, some say we can't understand it alike. Was that what God is trying to tell them here? Go to the law and to the testimony, the law that I have given, the law that I call for unity, but I've given you a law that you will necessarily be divided? Why, that's an insult again to God. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Now, how can we know that one speak as the oracles of God if we couldn't understand the oracles of God? How could anyone know what the oracles of God are? Why, that very admonition, friend, shows that we can, indeed, must see the Bible alike. It's rather amusing, if it were not so serious, that some tell us we can't understand the Scriptures, and then they turn to the Scriptures to try to prove to us that we can't understand it. Isn't that ridiculous? Now, some contend we cannot understand the Bible until the Holy Spirit comes in some sort of way and enlightens us and zaps us with some kind of miraculous, direct, mysterious way. You see, to them the Bible is a dead letter, in spite of the Bible teaching that it's living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. Liberals had prayed for the Spirit's enlightenment on the dead, the dark passages of the Bible, so that we can understand them. But friend, the Holy Spirit has already provided the Scripture. Was he unable to provide them so we could understand them? Was he unable to do that? Did he deliberately refuse to make it understandable? And why preach to sinners who do not have this enlightenment? Why, they can't understand it, they say. Well, if that's true, why cite to them the passages that they must obey, when they can't understand it, until the Holy Spirit zaps them with enlightenment? Well, that would mean if anybody did not understand, and you had to wait till the Holy Spirit zapped you in some way, why, it would be the Holy Spirit's fault that you didn't understand. Friend, did God give multi-meanings to his word that causes confusion? Why do those who claim this special gift of enlightenment not even preach the same message? Do the Holy Spirit guide one in one direction, but guide others in a different, sometimes even opposite direction? Some try to put the responsibility of division and confusion and disagreement on God. Now, to be sure, some parts of the Scripture are hard to understand, 1 Peter 3:16. And who is so bold that he claims to understand everything? But you don't have to understand everything to be able to understand something. His word is such that the wayfaring man can grasp it. The essentials to be saved are not difficult to understand. The fact is, many do not understand it alike, and many do understand it alike, and the fact that some do understand it alike proves that it can be done. Then why don't men understand it alike? Well, it's not God's fault. Some, of course, are not even looking at it. They're like the farmer who denied that he had rats in his corn crib, but would not even look to see. Reading creeds and manuals and disciplines and catechisms, that just simply beclouds the mind. Following the conventions and the councils and the clergymen and the confirmants, that will never lead to the truth. Feelings and traditions and trends from the experts, the self-proclaimed scholars, that's not going to ascertain authority. Ignorance of the Bible, and that's no reflection on one's intelligence necessarily, but that ignorance causes confusion. And there are many educated fools who are misinformed, uninformed, they lack information, and they only are partially informed. But this doesn't justify the situation, but it does explain it. Such was true in New Testament times. It was a problem among the Jews, for those who called for his crucifixion. It was a problem among the enemies of Christ. It was a problem for those who denied the resurrection. It was the problem for those who walk after the way of the Gentiles, a sinful way. The Athenians had that problem also. Well, there are at least two kinds of ignorant people, those who have studied and those who have never studied. And some who have studied have accepted things that are simply not true. Some are content in their ignorance. Is it possible for one to be deceived and taught incorrectly and misled? Why, certainly. The ignorant of those who are most easily misguided. Counterfeit is the most deceptive because it appears to be what is valid. Some accept ideas simply because somebody else said so. Well, you cannot deceive a person who truly knows what the Scripture teaches. Knowledge dispels deception. And to prevent apostasy, we must know the truth. And how can we know the truth? Why, friend, we have to spend time studying the Word of God, learning what the will of God is. We can know it. We can understand it. We can believe it. We can live it. We can do what God wants us to do concerning it. Now, some will never see or understand things alike because they're so filled with pride, self-will, and prejudice. We must have an honest and good heart. Our motives for study must be pure, not just to try to prove maybe somebody is wrong and you're superior or to win an argument. We must study because we desire to know what the truth is. You see, Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Friend, the very fact that Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," and Jesus Christ came to make man free from his sins, proves that we can know and understand the Bible. And when we do, we'll all understand it just the way God has given it. Yes, we can understand what to do to be saved if we'll stay with the Bible. That's the problem with many. We admonish you to stay with the Bible. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.